Concept of the laws of divorce, which contain in it 24 halachas, all of them dealing with conditions that were attached to a get. The Rambam begins as follows: Hamigarish al tanai, if a man divorces a woman on condition, and niskayim al tanai, if the stipulation, the condition was fulfilled, then she is divorced. V'mlein niskayim al tanai, if the condition was not fulfilled, she is not divorced. We have already explained previously in the sixth chapter of the laws of Ishus of marriage in Halacha Beis. Mishpatei Atanayim Kulam, all the particular the laws concerning stipulations and conditions, whether by Kedushin, whether by marriage, or whether by divorce, or whether even by any monetary things, the Rambam had mentioned there were four conditions that it should be a Tanai Kofel, a double condition, which you learn out from the Tanai of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. And the positive aspect of the condition has to come before the negative aspect, and the Tanai has to be before the Maisa, and the condition has to be something that you could fulfill. And also referred to in that same parak, Halacha 13. Now the Rambam saying, V'shalmis by that was explained, Shalmiskai shal tanai, when a man divorces a woman on condition, K'shiskai matanai tiyim agreshes, when the condition is fulfilled, then she is divorced, B'shalmiskai, when the condition will be fulfilled. Lei b'shas nisin seget liyadah, not at the time that the get was given to. Lefikach, therefore, yesh l'baal avatal get, until the time of the condition was fulfilled, the husband can nullify the get, Elahesav al tanai, or he can add more conditions, Elahasnes al tanai acher, either he could add on to the condition, or he could make new conditions, as long as the first condition was not fulfilled. Although she has already the get in her hand, nevertheless, being the conditions weren't fulfilled, he can add or change it tonight. The mesa balei obre get a nisav kedem sheiskayma tonight. If the husband died, or the get was lost or burned before the conditions were fulfilled, then we say she is not divorced. And the answer, she should not get married, because we're afraid, until the time the conditions are fulfilled, because we're afraid maybe the husband will die or the get would be lost, etc. Until the condition will be fulfilled. If she got married, then she does not have to leave her second husband. Elam came like Nisha Biyada Lakaima. The only way she'd have to leave her second husband is if it is no longer possible for her to fulfill the condition. Shari batal hatanai. Because in that case, the condition has become null and void. The Shamnis bar, over there the Rambam says it was explained in Halacha 16, in Hilchos Ishus. She imamala, if he told her, Areyat Migreshes Me'achshav, you are divorced from now. Or from today, al tanai kach v'kach, on this and this condition, esh amala, or he told her, reyat megreshes amnas kach v'kach, or just in general, you are divorced on this and this condition, k'shizkai matanai ti megreshes nishas nesin saget liyada, when the condition will be fulfilled, then she's divorced from the time the get reached her hand retroactively, l'fikach eini yochel avatala get. Therefore, once she received the get, he cannot, in the previous case, the Rambam said, although she has the get, you could nullify it. But if he says it should be me'achshav, it should be from now, from today, then you can't nullify the get. Le'lehefel tenei, you cannot add stipulations, mishigia get liyadu, once it reaches your hand. V'mavre nisif, and if it got lost or was burnt, afilu me'sabal kedim she'skayim atanai, even if the husband died before the condition was fulfilled, she fulfills the conditions that were set out in the get after his death, and she's not a widow, rather she was divorced from the time the get had reached her hand when her husband was still alive. And when the get was given in such a way, then she could remarry on the v'chatchila from the outset, even though the condition has not been fulfilled, and we're not afraid that maybe the condition will not be fulfilled. Why? being that the stipulation was modified by the terms as of now or with this and this provision, so we assume it will be fulfilled. When the Rambam said a case that she's divorced unless she cannot fulfill the Tanai, the Mefarshim give an example that if he told her that here's a get on the condition that you'll give me this and this vessel, and that utensil was lost, so then we say, being it's not the other, the Kaima, it's not a get. Halacha base. Kolam Egoyesh al Tanai, whoever divorced a woman on a condition, Bein Shama Miyashav, whether he said from now, Bein Sha'ama Im Yiyah Vim Layiyah, or if he said if this provision comes to pass or not, Hareza Layisach and Mishri calls Manshin Niskaima Tanai, then this man should not seclude himself privately with his wife, as long as the condition was not fulfilled. El Bifnei Eid, the only way he can be with her is if there are witnesses present. Rafilo Eved, Rafilo Shivcha, even a slave and a maid servant are attested to be the eid. Chutz Mishavchasa Ebenei Katan, the only ones who cannot be act as witnesses are her maidservant or her young son, because she is not ashamed to have relations with her husband in front of them. And the thing is known, so the Rambam is telling us that it is a known halacha that if the husband would seclude himself with her privately in the presence of two witnesses, then it would be a suffix negation, a divorce out of doubt, even if the condition would later on be fulfilled, because we're afraid maybe he had relations with her, and if he had relations with her after he gave the get, it would nullify the get, as the Rambam will explain later on in these halachas. And Allah, Perek Yud, etc. Ketet Megayesh Ad Maltanai, what does it mean a man divorces on a condition? Leisha Yeh Mekisa Get Leisha Al Tanai Zeh. It does not mean to say that he told the Sefer, write a get for my wife with this and this condition. I kiss her with Nula Al Tanai, or write it and give it to her on condition. Vein Tzach Leim Eshla Yichta B'techa Get Al Tanai Zeh Geresh Plainness Plainness. And surely we don't have to say that it's not that you wrote in the get that on this and this condition, this and this person divorced this woman. Al-Ketzer, so how does he do it? Aim the Sefer Lichter. He told the Sefer to write a regular get, to lay the Machtim and to the witnesses to sign. Kesen get kosher b'leishim tonight b'elim, and they write a kosher get without any conditions attached. V'achakach nesem la get, and afterwards he gives her the get v'emel, and he tells her, Areza gitach, this is your get. Oh, Areza at megreshes b'zeh. I'm not kach v'kach, or you'll be divorced with this get on this and this condition. Eishe yeme lahem eile shliach, or he tells them, or to tell the witnesses, or he tells the messenger, tnu la get ze al nas kach v'kach, to give her this get on this and this condition, then the conditions have to be fulfilled. Kasat nai beget, acha shegam alichtav atev. What happened if he wrote he just mentioned you should not write the tanayim in the get. What happens if he wrote the condition in the get after he finished writing the particular part of the get? We had explained previously there's a basic text and then there's a tariff which has the name of the husband, etc. Hareza get kosher, then it is a kosher get. Bein shekasu kedem chsim seidim, bein shekasu lachek chsim seidim. Whether he wrote the condition before the signature of the witnesses or after the signature of the witnesses. Alam kasa kedem teir forget, however, if he wrote it before the particular parts of the get, afilu kasav al manas kach v'kach, even if he wrote on this and this condition, hareza suffer gerishin, it is a gerishin of doubt. So the Rabbi is saying it's a suffocation. Why shall he initially schus begufa shall get? Because the husband is keeping for himself a right in the actual part of the get. The Rabbi is telling you that even though he said al manas kach v'kach, and he did not say, if he said the word chutz, which he'll explain in the next halacha, for sure wouldn't be a good get. But even if he said al manas kach v'kach, nevertheless it's a suffocation because it was before the tarif. Even if he didn't write it into the get, but he made a condition by mouth before the writing of the particular part of the get, Hareza suffocation, then it is a suffocation. Halacha hea, megashas tishte, if a man divorced his wife, and he made a condition in it, bein b'ksav achatev, whether he wrote it by into the get after the particular part of the get, bein alpa achatev, or if he said it by mouth after the particular part of the get was written. Vamala, and he told Areyat Mites Lacholodim Chutz Mij Pliny, you are permitted to marry all men besides this man, Eishalelish Pliny, or you should not marry this man, Venasmal Get Al Tanai Zeh, and he gave her the get on this condition, Imhaya Eisa Ish Goyay Avid, if that man who he's saying besides was a non-Jew or a slave, Eosa La Mishum Eva, or a man who she was not allowed to marry anyway, out of forbidden relationships, could gain, for example, a via her father, Vacher, and a brother, or else his father or his brother raised a get kosher, then it is a get kosher, because he didn't make any new laws with his condition. If that man was a man who she would, if she would marry, the kedushin would be tefes. Although he might be somebody who it's allowed to marry, and although he is a minor, ain't a get. It's not a get. She a beget veins a creases, because he has left part over the get, and it's not something that cuts off completely. Another Rambam says, if this person that he says chutzan was balachesa, the husband of her sister, that although today that person is forbidden to marry her as a erva, and Thomas Achesa, however, if his sister would die, yiyah mutala, he would be permitted to marry her, then we say it's a suffocation. Amalo, he told her, Reat Mites Lacholodim Chutz Mimisha Yivolet Shein Atabelam. Besides, to somebody that will be born that is not yet in existence, Echutz Mizneisayach. Or if he says, accept for harlotry, which is nus. Claim the Rambam explains the case. Tiyah mutesi nus l'choladim, that you are permitted to marry all men. Avul is nus aray at b'isrei shasish. However, to commit adultery, then you should have the law as a married woman. Harayat mutesi l'chol mishiyav l'achideh kol haaretz. Or else you are permitted to marry anyone who will have relations with you as the regular manner. However, not in the natural way you are forbidden. Or you are permitted to marry all men besides somebody who will be mekadesh you with a shtar. Claim a meaning to say he mutes the skadesh because of ubiya, that you're permitted to marry the man if he marries you with money or with relationship. Our bishtar, however, if he marries you through a document, which was one of the three ways, harayat bisi eshasish, you remain a eshasish. Harayat mutes lacholodim chutz miafaras nidurayich. Or you're permitted to all men besides to the release of a vow, kaleme, which he explains is to mean like initially alayach shum ishes, that I have no more rights of marital rights to you besides chutz me'afas nederayach, except in regard to nullifying yivau sha'at ishi linyan afas nedam, that we know that it's the husband who nullifies his wife's vows. So in those regards, you'll be my wife. I linyan achilas tumo, or in regard to eating the right to eating the heave offering. I linyan yerusha, or in regard to inheritance, she may say Yeshenev shall die, he'll inherit her. But Cholachem Meila raises a suffic migrashus. In all these cases, it is a suffic on the gerushin. The basic reason why these are suffic, and before it was not a get, because if you say that you could marry everyone besides this and this person, so that means you have made it forbidden to that person in any way possible. Here, when you say you can marry everyone, but besides you can't be mizana with them, she wants, she could go marry the person. You can marry the person if he'll have relations with you like regular normal people do. Who says you should have relations with a man in not a normal way? So in all these cases, or you can marry them if they'll marry you with a kesef or a bee, not with a shtar. So who asks you to do it with a shtar? Therefore, it's a suffix. Amalai, he tells her, you're permitted to all men besides Reuven and Shimon. Then later he goes and tells you, you are permitted to marry Reuven and Shimon. And the Magen Mishnah explains that after he said you cannot marry Reuven and Shimon, he took the get back from her and he gave it to her a second time and said you're permitted. Then she's divorced tonight because he has nullified the condition. Because the men that he had made a provision excluding them, now he said they are permitted. And the chiddush of the Rambam is that because you might think that with his that when he said the second time you permitted to Reuven and Shimon, that but to everyone else you're not permitted. So he's saying no, to everyone else for you were permitted from the first time. Now he's saying you're even permitted to Reuven and Shimon. Amalei, he told Areat Mutes to Reuven. You are permitted to Reuven. Arei Zoyin Megreshes. Then it's not a good divorce. Why? Sheilei Bitul Tanayel Shimon. Because he has not nullified his condition that he said that she's forbidden to Shimon. Amalei Areat Mutes to Shimon. However, if he had mentioned you're forbidden to Reuven and Shimon, now he says you're permitted to Shimon. Arei Areat Mutes after Shimon. Or if he says you're permitted also to Shimon, hareza suffocation. So in such a case, it's a doubt. Because maybe by saying Shimon, which is the second one, it automatically includes Reuven. Shemle tirel le Shimon. The doubt is maybe he only permitted to Shimon, Reuven besura emid, and Reuven is still forbidden. Zeshama after Shimon, and that which he said in the second case, you're permitted also to Shimon, kalem l'chol adam after Shimon, that you're permitted not only to everybody else who I said before you permitted to, even to Shimon, eshem etir l'chol, or maybe he's saying that you're not permitted to everybody. Zeshom after Shimon, that which he says also to Shimon, v'adim l'ruvin, it would also include Reuven. Shimon sam l'chayel l'ruvin b'tonight. And the reason why he said also to Shimon, because Shimon's name was mentioned next to Reuven in the condition. So that's the doubt, and it's a suffocation. Hisna leva amma. If he made a condition with her and said, "Ayem ena atishti, today you're not my wife. Lamacha atishti, and tomorrow you will be my wife." Ena megresha, she's not divorced. Afal pisha koras beina lebeina ayem. And although they are completely separated today, and the dinyan of a get has to be dava koras beina lebeina, but it's still not a get. Lefikach kesan bagitin min ayem zeh oleim. Therefore, in a get, you have to write that from you. Permitted, you have no more relation to me from today and forever. Halacha Yud. Hareza gita chamnash le tishti yain kol yimei chayoich. If he tells her this is your get on condition you do not drink wine all the days of your life, ain't a get, it's not a get, she'ein zekrisis, because this is not a separation between him and her, because all the days of her life she is connected to him, to this condition of his. However, if he says all the days of my life, or kol yimei chayi pleni, or all the days of another person's life, hare is a get, then it's a get. Why? Sheikaris beina leveino, because it is he has separated himself from her, severed themselves. Vaitishal ala rishus kishiyam says to pleni. And when he'll die, or when the other person will die, so then the husband won't have any rights on the woman, and she'll be able to fulfill the condition. Now in the next halach, the Rambam is bringing out two things, that there's two aspects that the woman has to be able to fulfill. One, that she's able to fulfill the condition. Another one is that she doesn't remain attached to the husband through the condition. Now the case as follows. This is your get on condition you don't go visit your father's house for 30 days. It is a get. Why? Because after 30 days she could go. So the husband has no more rights over her, and also she's able to hold herself back for 30 days and not go visit her father. However, if he says shalei telchil beis avich la'elam, it's not a get. Why? Sharei ain't zakrisis, because then it's not a severance between him and her. So now the Mefarshim explained that even if the father would die, it would not be a get. Although in the previous case, he said if he told her this is your get on condition you don't drink wine as long as so-and-so lives, when so-and-so dies, it's a get. It's a get because the person will die. But over here, if the father dies, although she's able to go to the house, but it's not that because of the condition. Rather, it was because it's not the father's house anymore. The house itself, the Mefoshim, the Magen Mishnah explains, changed. And Tuma was the father's house, and now it's not, but the condition that he made with it will never fall off. As long as it's the father's house, it will be forbidden. Fikach, therefore, if he tells you this is you get on condition that you don't eat this meat forever, that you don't eat this wine, the word zeh is in the Rambam in the bracket. Ain't a get, it's not a get, she'ain zeh krisis, because it's not a separation. At shleishim yeim, if he says on condition you don't drink the wine or you don't eat this meat until 30 days, hareiz a get, then we say it is a get. Halach yidbeis, hareiz a gitach amna shay tinasil pleini, if he tells you this is your get on condition you don't marry this and this person, ain't a get, it's not a get, because it's like he said chutz before, that it's because of this get, now he still has a right over her by forcing her not to marry that and that person. Halamah is a demit, to what is this compared? Laimla arayz a get, gitach, that if it's compared to, if he would tell her this, you get amnash haitish yayin leilam, that you shouldn't drink wine forever, ishari telchel besavich leilam, or you shouldn't go to your father's house forever, or kol yumei chayechi, you shouldn't drink wine all the days of your life, which in all these previous cases we said that it's not a get. Avamamallah, if he told her, Al-Mnash, it's not your plenty at Chamishim Shana, on condition you don't marry that person until 50 years, Hareiz a get, then it is a good get, because there's a heter to the Isser, but Tinasilei calls him on Shizna, and she should not marry that person all the 50 years of the condition, Vimnisis, if she marries him, Batal a get lamafreya, the get has been nullified retroactively, in Zansi Ima, and then it came out that she has committed a adultery with the second husband, avad kosher v'get kosher shlei hisna ela ala nesu. And the child himself, that we don't say becomes a mamzer, the child himself is a kosher. The get is a kosher get, because the only thing, the stipulation of the husband was regarding the marriage. But everything else remains good. Halacha yud gimbo. This is your get and condition you marry this and this person. If she married him, then it's a kosher get, like when any other condition was fulfilled. She should not marry that person and not anybody else. She should not, on the outset, go and marry that person, because maybe people will be made tzilaz and say that men are giving their wives as gifts one to the other. She cannot marry anybody else. Because the only way the get is fulfilled is by completing the condition of marrying that person. If she married that person who the husband sent the get on condition you marry him, although she should not marry him, she does not have to go out. Nisus la'acha. However, if she married somebody else, kedem shetinasi la'isaplani, before she had married that person whose name was written in the get, so then we say batal get v'teitzi. The get was turned void, and she has to leave her second husband. V'avlad mamze, and the child is a mamze. V'tzicha get mishini. She needs a get from the second husband. The Ravid, it seems, had a different gist in the Rambam, and that has a lot. And he argues with the Rambam on this last case. The Ravid says, Nisus la'acha, if she married somebody else before she married the person whose name was written in the get is batal, and she should marry then the second husband, and then she goes out, and the vad's a mamzer, and she needs a get from the second husband. Now, first one explained the machlekes, the Ravid and the Rambam is as follows. The Ravid assumed that the husband, in saying that on condition you marry this and this person, doesn't mean bedafka that you have to marry him right away. That he, only that person. He wanted you to marry that person before you married somebody else. Therefore, he says that there's a way to make it that the vat should not be a mamzer by her marrying that person after her second, after the person now she married. She married Shimon, so that when Shimon will divorce her, she'll marry Levi, whose name was written in the get that she should marry. And then the get was the original get of her first husband was fulfilled because she married Levi. And then the child won't be a mamzer. However, she can't go back and marry Shimon, the Eivid will hold, because then it's a case of Machzir Gushasim in Nesu'in. The Rambam, however, had held that not that he wanted her B'davka to marry that person before somebody else. He only wanted her to marry that person. Therefore, the Rambam holds there's no eitz in the child's mamzer. Hareza Gita Fania Shali, if he says this is your get, however, the paper remains mine. Ein migrashes, she's not divorced. She ain't a krisis, because this is not a severance between him and her. I'm not a titnul yes in New York. If he says, on condition you'll give me as a gift the paper, I raise a get with it. Then it is a valid get, and she has to give it back to him. Because then, at the time of the gerishin, the paper was hers. And a matan, and he gave it as a gift. It's only a like a case of a matan al manas lahachse. I'm giving you the paper, you'll return to me. And in the Gemara, we say in Gittin that matan al manas lahachse is called a matana. Chokaka get al tashel zav v'nasn lavamla. If the get was engraved on a plate of gold and he gave it to her and told her, hareze gitech v'ksuvasech. Here is your get, and included in it is your ksuba, because the gold is worth the money of the ksuba. Kasha to kasha get neskabel ksuvas, and she has accepted her payment of the ksuba. Yesh betas kede ksuvasa, if the golden plate is worth the amount of the ksuba, then love, and if not yashem ksuvasa, then he should pay her up the balance. Kol megarish al tanaisha mevatel get. Whoever divorces his wife with a condition or stipulation that invalidates the get, for example, shehisna lo shleitechol basle shetishe yayin koy mechia. Like the case he mentioned a few halachas early, that she should not eat meat or wine all the days of her life. She'll be permitted to everybody except this and this person. Or if he had made other conditions that are kosher, in essence, and are not mevatel the get. Only the problem was that he wrote them kedem ksivas satev before writing the particulars of the get. So ima yitznei kosher baget v'chazumach. If the conditions were written in the get and he went and he scratched them out, he erased them and then he gave her the get, then it's a suffocation. If the conditions were oral, then he takes the get from her, and then he gives it back to her a second time without any conditions, or with a condition that is a kosher condition. Another Rambam gives an example. Haresha nothing get le ishte. If he gave a get to his wife Amla and he told her, you are divorced with this, and you're permitted to everybody besides this person, which we said is not a good get. If not the man, if he took it back from her, and he gave it to her again, you're permitted to everybody. He just said, this is your get without making any conditions at all. Then it's a good get in all similar cases. Halacha Yudches. Hanesin get. If a husband gave a get to his wife on the condition that she'll pay him 200 zuz, and then he went and he added another stipulation in the presence of witnesses, the fact of the tanai being that she should attend his father for 2 years, so then we say, his later condition does not invalidate his previous conditions. Ella Hareza came, rather, it says, if he told her, Asi Echem Mishneya Tanayim. You do one of these two conditions. Ratza Mishameshes, you want to serve my father. Ratza Nesnes, you want to give me 200 zuz. Vein Echem Mina Shenim, Vein Echem Mina Chenim Etzafim. And we don't say the first and the later conditions go together. The Rambam is speaking regarding the Edom now, that we don't say that the Edom who were to the first condition, that giving 200 zuz, and the Edom on the second condition of serving the father, we don't say that the one witness from each of the two conditions could join together to testify. What happens if he gave her a condition that she gives 200 zuz? And then because of his nebefneishnaim, then he went and made a condition before two witnesses. And we had explained in the first halachas of this parak that until the condition was fulfilled, he could always modify it or change it. And then he said you should give 300 zuz. So in this case, we say his second tanai was mevatel the first tanai, and she has to give 300 zuz. And you can't say she could pick out one of the two conditions. Any other similar case that the later condition nullifies the first one, you have to follow the second one. If he made a stipulation with her that she's to perform the above mentioned task without giving a time limit, it's as if he specified one day. Being he didn't say how long she should work. For example, this is your get, provided that you do work for me. On condition you serve my father. On condition you nurse my son. Then we say if she worked together with him, or she served his father one day, or she nursed his son one day, during the child's nursing period, which is 24 months of from birth, it's a get. It's a get. Mesa get ben a mesa of kedim shatonik age shetishamish. What happens if the son died or the father died before she had time to nurse her son or before she had time to serve the father? Then we say ain't a get. It is not a get because the condition was not fulfilled, and we don't say that. She could say, "Ten we have ben vanikeri. You give me the son, and I will nurse him. It's not my fault." But rather, we say it's not a get. Tesis holds that in such a case, in gittin ayin hey amid beis, that she would be able to say that in such a case, that if the son dies, you could. I'm ready to nurse the son. You give him to me, I would nurse him. And that the machlekes has to do with. How do you interpret why he said the condition? Do you say it that he did it with Sarah to make it hard for her, to afflict her? Or in order he wanted to gain services from her? So if you say he did it to afflict her, so even if the child died, it's not a get. If you said it was only to gain the service of nursing this child, the child isn't alive today, so it is a get. Halacha chaf. Amalai, he told her, on condition you nurse my son or you serve my father 2 years, she completes the time that was specified. If the father or son dies within the 2 years, the father says, I don't want that you should serve me. Ain't a get. It is not a get. That being the get was the condition was not fulfilled. In all similar cases, and over here the Ran says. That being that the husband specified a time, over here we know for sure he did it not to gain services, but rather to be mitzayah. And although the father said, I don't need your services anymore, but meanwhile the husband had not gained the tzar affliction that he wanted to cause his wife. So we say it's not a get. Halacha chafalf. Reza gitech amnasha titni li masayim tuz mikan vat sheshim yem. This is your get on condition that you pay me 200 tzuz between now and 30 days. So then the halacha is as follows. If she paid him within with his consent within the 30 days, then it is a get. If it was after 30 days, it is not a get. The Rambam had mentioned the interesting word midaiti, that if she paid it to him with his condition. Now he says further, if she paid him the money within 30 days, but against his force, that she forced him to accept it, and he doesn't want to accept the money, get puzzled, then it is a get puzzled, until she'll give him the get with him willingly accepting it. Otherwise, it's a defective get. If he went within 30 days and he told her, the money is... I don't need it. It's forgiven. It's not a get. Why should I lay nasa tonight? Because the condition was not fulfilled. If he died within 30 days, so what when 30 days will end up coming, she had not paid him because he died already, so then we'll say it's not going to be a get. The reasoning in this halacha, the Mefarshim explain, Magen Mishnah, etc., is because we take on that he specified a date, so he wanted to be Mitzayah. So even though later on he said that the money's mochel, being she did not have the tzar, even if he died within 30 days, it's not a get. The Ravid had a gisa that if he dies within the 30 days, she's a divorce. So the Ravid assumed, he asked, I don't know where the Rambam says this, but probably being he died, so you can't say litzari chavin, that he wanted to be Mitzayah. But the Magen Mishnah explains that we don't say litzari chavin now, it was b'shas when he gave the get, and then it was litzari chavin. He didn't know that maybe later on he would die. It just, he says, the whole reason the Ravid's learning this way because he had a kiss megureshes, but the Rambam holds ainu megureshes. The only way in this case he'd be megureshes, that she could be megureshes, is like he'll say later on, Allah Chav Gimel, if he was mevatel the Tanai completely. Amalah, he told her, Ereza gitach amnasha titnuli masayim zuz. This is you get on condition, you give me 200 zuz, like Kalazman, he did not specify time, Meis Kedim Shatitin, and she died before. He died before she gave it, and Yechelit and Yosef, she can't go pay his inheritors the money. So Hisnalel Shetitonai, because he wanted that she should give it to him. Like Batal HaGet, Shere covers Man. Now that I'm saying, from the other side, the get is not Batal, because he had not specified a time, by saying to pay me within 30 days or something. That in that case we say that if he died, it's not megreshes, it's not a get though. Therefore, lefika chav pishav get, although the get was lost in between, or nikka came shem, so if it got torn before he died, reza leitinas lezor, she cannot marry a stranger until chalitza. So now, to explain this Rambam, the Rambam seems to hold that although it's impossible for her to fulfill the condition because the husband died, being he did not specify a time, so therefore it's a... in such a state that she needs a chlitza. And the Rambam learned this out of a case in Gittin, Dafayim Vavamid Beis, which he explains later on in the next Perek test, that if he told her, I raise the Gittich Ma'afsa, this is you get from now, if I don't come from now until 12 months. And he died within 12 months. So then we say, although it is impossible for him to come, so she cannot get married until after 12 months when the condition will be... fulfilled, although he had died, and it's impossible for the condition to fall off, because being the condition was in such a state, so therefore the condition has to be fulfilled, and in this case it can't be fulfilled. Halacha chav gimla, reza gitach al menashe titnili kli pleni a beggar pleni. This is you get on condition you give me this clothing or this vessel, vavadei sekeli, with this case we mentioned earlier. And the keli was lost, or the beggar, and ignav a stone, even though she gave 1,000 zuz, it's worth, ain't a get, it's not a get until she gives that vessel or that keli, or else the way to get out of all these cases is that he's nevatel the tanai, that he tells her this is your get without any condition. And he doesn't have to take it back from her and give it again, because it's not a case of chutz, which we explained in the previous halachas in halach yitzayin. In some cases, you have to take it from her again and give it to her. Halacha chavdal mishin skaysh al tanai vekitcha ach akedim sheiskayim al tanai. If a woman was divorced on condition, and another man became engaged to her before the condition was fulfilled. So in this kind of scenario, is a condition. If the condition is, it will be subsequently fulfilled, she's a mekudesh. And when this kind of scenario, ubatla get. If the condition was not fulfilled, and then the get became null and void, and tzichi get mishin, she does not need a get from the second person who was mekadesh. She in kedushin teisim, but because then the second person's kedushin had no worth, because she was a eshesis. All the nieces, will any kind of scenario ubatla get. What happened if not only there was condition, she went to be married a second person, the condition was not fulfilled, and then the first get became void from the first place, and tzicha get misheni kimei shebi'anu, Then she requires a get from the second husband, as we have explained previously in Halacha Yud Gimel.